Welcome to Behind the Pod,
a series of audio essays, interviews, and meta discussions about podfic
by different podficers each episode. We are your hosts, Ife,
Anna Potts,
and Frecklebomb, and this is a party favour for Series 2 of Behind the Pod.
Hello, I'm Trish, aka Black Glass.
I'm Annex, aka Fens and Marshes, or Fens and Podfic, and I would like to state for the record that I've been awake for approximately 10 minutes, so I can't be held accountable for anything I say.
Hi, I'm Little Red Robin Hood, Robin.
Hi, I'm Silver and Blue.
Hi, I'm Subiru.
Hey, I'm TWCD, or Ashley, whatever.
And we are half of Team Red Out Loud. So we are a team that was formed during the event Voice Team, which is sort of a Discord-based scavenger hunt for podfic and related sort of challenges. And we're just here today to talk about our experiences during Voice Team, what drew us to the challenge, and how we felt doing it, and some of our favorite works. Yep, and how we won. What's fun if we won? All right, so the first topic of discussion, how did you hear about Voice Team and what made you decide to sign up? I will say I'm mutuals with the mods for that event on Twitter, and they'd been talking it up in the days before the event went live. So I'd heard about it from them, and they've modded a lot of events I've been a part of before, so it was just like a no-brainer to be like, yes, I will do this thing and have fun.
I remember, I think they messaged me on Tumblr about it. They were messaging a bunch of random people. But yeah, I got a Tumblr message and I was like, oh, that seems pretty cool, but I don't know if I will. I don't want to join a random Discord server. And then, because I'm also on the Podfic Discord, they also messaged me on Discord because of that. And I was like, you know what? I have to appreciate the determination here. So I'm just going to hop in just for the sake of it.
I'm wondering if they were just like looking in the podfic tag on Tumblr and be like, this person posted a podfic.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah, I think the mod mentioned at some point that they had been specifically trying to reach more people who are part of podfic fandom, but don't necessarily interact with the rest of podfic fandom, so I think that was part of their approach.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm also in the podfic chat, but I never interact, or I rarely do. And I actually saw the event on Twitter because someone had retweeted it, and that caught my attention. I was very intrigued because I knew there were a lot of podfic events, but I was never a part of any, and I just wanted to give this one a try.
I actually saw a posting on the Rec Center about it, the Rec email list, and went and signed up. And like 3 minutes after I signed up, I got a message on Tumblr saying, hey, you should come do this thing.
Yeah, I saw it on Podfic Chat Discord, and I wasn't going to sign up originally because I was worried about like the time commitment. And then I was like, well, I guess I'm not really doing anything else. I can probably do like a little bit of like podfic stuff. And then I really committed. But yeah, that's how I saw it.
Yeah, my experience was similar to Trish, where I knew the people who were running it, and I'm always down for doing some cool stuff, so I was excited to participate and appreciate a chance to be creative but within a set structure.
Next question is, what kind of group were you looking for when you signed up? So I know that when I signed up, I was just like, this was 2020, so it was, we were still like smack dab in the early parts of like social distancing, and I was just like, I'm still working from home. I don't know if I can really commit, but I also just like, I want to be part of a group that's like really like enthusiastic about this, but I don't want to be like, I don't want to come out and say like, you know, I want to be in a hyper competitive group. So I was just like, you know, oh, I want someplace, you know, organized and collaborative and like active. And like, so I was like, put out all these edges where that were kind of like competitive adjacent, but not outright saying that I was really wanted to be in a competitive group. Because I was just like, I don't know that I'll have the energy to be like super competitive. Like, I don't want to let down the
side. They did have us list adjectives we wanted of our team, right? When we signed up. I don't know that any of us put competitive.
No, I don't think we did.
No.
Well, I know Annex did.
I think I did.
You definitely
did. Oh, well. I think there was a lot of enthusiastic and organized. I know those were definitely on my list.
I looked at my list. I put interactive, supportive, organized, and enthusiastic, which I think tracks.
Yeah.
I mean, we freaking nailed it, so.
I do remember that myself and
Harry Buzz.
Her. I'm sorry, this is not a personal thing. I just have no brain cells. I do remember that both of us, we said that we'd prefer to be on a team with other minors. And then we were both asked, do we want to join the team that fit our requirements, but we might be the only one who's a minor, or do we want to join a different one where there are more kids but fewer people that fit the things we set out? And both of us said we'd prefer... Well, actually, no, I think I remember she said that she'd prefer to just go in the one that fit her requirements anyway. But I actually said I'd prefer to have more kids. And then the mods messed up and put me in this team anyway. Like, we sorted that out. But then I think it worked out pretty well. And I'm really glad that the accident of fate happened or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think we ended up with three minors on our team, technically, which isn't that many, but percentage-wise, I think that was above average.
Yeah, I think that Darling is also a minor. They just weren't very active. But yeah, I specifically put down that I would be willing to join a team with a lot of minors, since I don't usually like do a lot of explicit stuff. Like, I'm more comfortable with non-explicit stuff, so I think I might have also gotten shifted over here into the like safe for work zone for that. But there were only two teams with minors that I know of.
Red and blue. We were the only ones who had the minors. I think blue had more of the minors though. And they were the safe for work, like explicitly safe for work group.
Explicitly safe for work.
Explicitly safe for work.
That was very funny.
Yeah, I mean, we sort of kind of mostly ended up being safe for work anyways. I think we made one explicit podfic. Did we make more than that?
We did. Yes. The adults.
There were a couple, and I only know this because I was deliberately avoiding them.
Yeah, we did. We had like a not safe for work channel, so to keep it away from innocent eyes.
Yeah, I know.
There wasn't too much of it, though.
No, we didn't do it a whole lot. Our next question, what did you think when you first found out to your team assignment? Were you excited? Were you, like, scared?
Not to be incredibly on brand or anything, but I'm pretty sure I was just very sleepy at the time.
I was kind of nervous, but I think that would probably have happened regardless of who was on my team, because I, like... know some people who do podfic, but it was like, here are your new 11 or 12 like friends for the month, you're gonna work together. And I was like, oh, okay, like that's cool. But yeah, it was also exciting to like see everyone join the server and like introduce themselves. So I felt like pretty comfortable pretty quickly, even though I was nervous like originally.
I remember I joined the server like 10 minutes after it opened or something like that. Not long. But there were a couple of people already on the team, and I was like, oh no, I don't know any of these people. So I was like, I'm a little nervous. And then Idella showed up, and I'm just like, oh, okay, no, it's fine. If I'm on a team with Idella, then I know that I am on a team with someone that like like-minded interests. And then Silver and Blue showed up, and I was like, I know Silver and Blue. And then Little Red Robin Hood showed up, and I was like, okay, I'm feeling a little better. Like, it's not going to be like me and a bunch of strangers.
Oh, I literally didn't know anyone on the entire server.
Oh, neither did I.
Yeah, me neither.
We were all babies in solidarity, though.
Yeah.
I was a little bummed that we were red.
Yes.
But, I mean, it worked out.
Definitely.
Half of you still have the hats in your profile pictures.
Why would I do that? It looks so great. But yeah, I was definitely, I remember, I too was like so offended we were Team Red.
I liked red.
But I got over it very quickly.
I mean, I think we settled in pretty fast.
Yeah.
Because there were those couple days of, like, getting to know each other. And then, I mean, it wasn't very long. And then the week one challenges were up.
Yeah.
And I feel like out of the gate, we were really organized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was either Annex or Elle who, like, posted the first thing for, like, voice team ever. It was...
I don't think it was me.
It was probably Elle then. But you two were like so
now
active.
I'm curious. I want to go check.
That very first night. That very first night the challenges went up. You two were like already like on a roll. I was like, you are carrying this team already.
As soon as the challenges drop, there were like a bunch of people who were already like brainstorming in the chat. Like it was dropping like 30 seconds. Everyone was like talking immediately. And like we came up with our like mascot and everything like right away.
Oh, it was
Elle.
Let's
talk about our mascot. Let's talk about our mascot.
Come and San Diego. I still like listen to that thing. I can't remember who made it, but one of you made a fic and a podfic for about Come and San Diego, and I still listen to it like every week.
But so Silver and Blue wrote it, and then both Silver and Blue and Sobiru did music versions of it where they sang.
Oh no, I meant like the actual the mini fic.
Oh, the fic. Idella wrote that.
Mm-hmm. About our mascot being excited to work with all of us.
Yeah, like when we were like actually kind of like characters in the story. Well, only mentioned, but it was very cute. So
extremely cute.
Our process was basically like Team Red. What are some red things? we threw up a whole spreadsheet of things that are red, and then it was like Elmo, and then Carmen Sandiego, and who was it that was just like, "What if Carmen?
That was
what if Elmo? What if Carmen? What if Elmo in a Carmen Sandiego Elmo? Carmen Sandiego
I was
hat?"
Until I wasn't,
and it was just like, it was just yeah, you're right. It was just like a joke at first, but like we kind of started spitballing ideas about it, and we were just so charmed by the idea, and we did actually put it to a vote, and I definitely remember a couple of people were just like, oh, I don't know how I feel about this, and we were just kind of
really
like,
owned it though.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
But we were just like, yes, we understand it's a little cheesy, but consider all the fun things we could do. And we it eventually did win the majority vote, but I think by the end of the event we were very happy with our mascot, and he was very popular in the rest of the Discord as well, which I'm very happy about.
And we made emojis.
Yes, he had so many emojis. He had like three different emojis. It was great.
Oh yeah, and just having that mascot set really helped us sort of pick our themes for the rest of the first week's challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Because we made anthologies, right? And we sort of based it around our mascot a little bit.
Yeah, we definitely had one that was about like secrets, I think, because it was a secret agent. So we did that.
And then the other anthology was Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Why not? What other challenges did we have? It was sort of like that. It wasn't really like a theme that week. It was just sort of like general challenges. So we had
name the mascot, fan work of the mascot.
Mm-hmm. So yeah,
comments,
Oh, so like for our listeners, the challenge wasn't just like, the challenges weren't just like recording fic. It was a whole bunch of things. Like you could comment on podfics and get points that way, which is how I ended up hitting the points cap. So like to make it a little more equitable, they did cap the amount of points you could earn for each challenge. So like the challenges were all worth different points, but overall you can only earn up to 400 points a week at most. And I like went on a commenting spree and like you got 10 points just for one sentence and then 15. Two more points. Oh, was it something like that?
Oh, no, it was 10 for one sentence.
Yeah, 10 for one sentence and like 2 points for like each additional sentence in your comment. So I like went hog wild commenting on my teammates' podfics. And then before I knew it, I was like 30 something points from the cap.
Yeah, you hit the cap and the mods were like, Trish, what?
I was also surprised. Day. I was also surprised. It was like second day technically, but it was like, so they dropped the announcements at like 12 a.m. Universal time. So it was like 15 hours after technically. For XandoPod actually gave me like a breakdown of how, when it happened. So yeah, you could earn a lot of points. So it was sort of to even the field a bit. Like if you're not the kind of person who can easily record things, you know, there are other ways to contribute. You can like make art, you can like comment. We had a replication challenge, which is like you physically make something that was featured in a podfic, either from before Voice Team or something that was made during that first week of Voice Team. So it was a challenge that really celebrated like a lot of different skill sets and accommodated a lot of people's strengths, which I thought was very cool.
And there was the Simulpod,
mm-hmm.
which how many versions did we end up with of Hearth and Home by Lady Ragna?
I think six if you count the one from the last week from a different team.
Yeah, we did a lot of that. And then we also had sort of like a team challenge was just to come up with a list of fandoms.
We did also break that challenge.
We did. Like we came up with like 300? No. Yes, yeah, 300 something.
They had to cap it, right?
It was more. I don't remember how many. It was a lot.
It was a lot. Not quite as much as Purple Team, but we were still seconds. And then there were some teams with like 70 something. So the mods were just like, okay, you broke our challenge. So what we're going to do is we're going to cap it at 150. And
I have the spreadsheet open if you want to.
Yeah.
Oh yeah! Didn't they also give us an award for breaking the challenge?
Yeah, like it was like a little like graphic was just like we came up with over 300 fandoms, and all we got with this was this graphic or something like that.
Oh yeah.
I guess we can also talk about the spreadsheet that Annex mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So many spreadsheets.
The weekly spreadsheets.
Yes, there were.
Voice Team like inspired my love for spreadsheets, and now I can't stop using them. Also, the answer to the question is 652.
Yeah, it was a lot. I knew it was a lot.
Wow. Yeah, we had when we started only like two or three channels for our team specifically, and instead of like getting the mods to make us more channels, we just made a bunch of spreadsheets to keep everything organized. So I think I made the first spreadsheet, but I think Silver and Blue made the spreadsheets nice eventually. But yeah, there was like a page for like fic recs and a page for multi-voice signups and a page for like everyone's contact info for, you know, making AO3 posts. And a page for like what challenges had been posted to track how many points, which wasn't ever updated, but it was on there technically. And so instead of having like a bunch of stuff in the Discord, it was like, here's the link to the spreadsheet.
Yeah,
I have like three spreadsheets open right now for just random stuff in fandom that I've been doing. And I am addicted to spreadsheets now. I have fallen in love.
I can't do spreadsheets. I'm just not that organized, but I will use them if I have to. So like Voice Team was one of those things where I did, you know, end up using it because it is helpful, but it's not generally my go-to strategy.
But you can color code them and make them pretty.
I guess.
It does take some front end work to get them set up in a way that's useful for you.
Right.
But I think we found
once
something.
Once you do,
it's
true beauty.
Yeah, I just mostly mention it because I know a lot of other teams had like 10 different channels for like different stuff in Discord, mm-hmm. but we just like mm-hmm. moved all that stuff out. So I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I hope other teams might want to do some sort of reflection like this because I'm really interested in how other people like approached, you know, this challenge and things like that. So other things about that first week, what challenges did you like the most for that first week?
I had so much fun reading mediocre Carmen Sandiomo graphics.
Yeah.
Oh man, I remember that like it was probably like the second or third night when we finally decided on like Carmen Sandiomo and like just the Carmen Sandiomo Photoshop party in the channel, like trying to troubleshoot how to get this stupid hat on Elmo in a way that looked good because his eyes are in the way.
And then we all wanted hats.
Yes, and then
we had to have hats.
Yeah, so we added hats to all of our profile pictures.
We were the only team named our pro pics. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, it was fun. I think other teams did like emojis in their names or so there were other ways to like signify your team bond. But a hat in your profile pic is pretty fun.
But yeah, literally three of us still have the hats on.
I just don't want to get rid of it. It's so fun.
My favorite challenge was the replication challenge. That was basically making an item from a podfic. And the ones that I did were from a week one podfic, which did get you extra points. But basically... we had a pod, our simul pod Hearth and Home was about leverage characters making like shrines. And so I made a shrine. I like covered my whole coffee table in like a bunch of stuff to make a shrine. I really went for it. I made a friendship bracelet and then was like, hey, can someone record a podfic about friendship bracelets? Which is backwards. But I thought that was fun because, like Trish said, it wasn't just record a lot of podfics. Like we got to, you know, be creative in other ways as well.
Yeah.
And I do think we were pretty strategic. Like we weren't like, okay, here's what we're going to do. It's like, oh, I want to do the thing. Does anyone else want to do the thing? We can like maximize our points that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
The replication challenge was definitely really cool. And I really liked, cause I did that one too. I really liked seeing the way that it played out for both of us. And you were so meticulous about everything you put into your shrine. It was so great. And then you had the document that explained why you put everything in it. I loved that. That was so great.
I was worried because yours was really pretty because you went for the aesthetic shrine. And then I was like, well, I just have all this stuff that's on my coffee table now. So I was like, all right, this is exactly who would add it in. So I wanted to make sure it was good. But I did go a little bit over the top.
For me, I really like the comments, although I'm not great with comments, but I really enjoyed checking everyone's profile and listening to everyone's podfics because I really was like, okay, maybe I don't know you, but maybe I can be your fan first and then get to know you. I don't know. but I also liked a lot the rope them in, which is the challenge where you ask a non-podficker to do a podfic. I was very excited because I asked a bunch of people because I thought everyone's going to say no because they're too shy or something. And everybody suddenly said yes. And I was like, okay, have it by tomorrow or the end of the week. I'm kind of on a tight schedule. And we was like, oh, okay, I'll do it. I'm sorry. But Aww. It was cool. I managed to convince about what was it, like 4 people.
Nice.
I think it was 5. And In the end, there were 3 that did make a podfic. The other 2 kind of forgot about it, or aww. I kept asking them, do you want help? Can I look for a fic for you? And they were like, no, I'll see. And I guess they were busy and they didn't aww. Record it. But it was really fun because they were so enthusiastic anyway. Those who mm-hmm. did record it. I mean, there was this friend who was the first one to record it. And she was very happy because she told me, oh my God, I just posted it and I got a comment and it's super sweet. And I was like, aww. Yes, that's how it feels. It's great. Join us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that challenge too. I told my best friend about the whole challenge generally, and mm-hmm. she's really competitive, even though I'm not yeah. competitive. And she was like, I will do this. I will find other people to do this for you. So I yeah. actually, she recruited some people to.
Oh my God, I love that.
To do a podfic for me.
Yeah, your best friend was like one of our biggest cheerleaders.
She was.
Yeah.
All right. Were there any challenges we were less enthusiastic about?
I remember I was like really skeptical when the challenges for the music week all first dropped. I was like, I had no idea if I was willing to do any of that. But then I think in the end, that beat ended up being my favorite week because of the stuff that came out of it. Like
yeah.
the filks and stuff. And I didn't make any actual songs or anything that week, but I did do some in Amnesty Week to desperately push myself over the cap. And I think that did end up being my favorite, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can actually talk about Music Week now. That was week 2. So all the challenges for that week had to connect to music to somehow. So like the comment challenge was like to comment with a song. Like when you wrote your comment, you had to like write a song that the podfic reminded you of or something or related to a song somehow. Making filk, as we mentioned. Making podfic about musicals. Creating an anthology that's like, that was either like, so you had 2 choices for the anthology, like you could either make like an anthology of podfics that all use the same song, like, you know, like in the podfic somehow, like maybe as an intro and an outro, or like make an anthology with fics that, you know, have a song lyrics and lyrics in the title of like all the same song. So there were 2 ways you could do that. And then there was podfic. Create a podfic where a group member is singing or playing an instrument, making fan mixes, doing something new with music, and then performing a song in character as a character from a podfic, and then not ficking a song. We didn't do that one, I don't think.
Sorry, technically we did do that one. Well,
oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. The very first vid, the song that was set to the very first vid, which was made of like found footage from the Star Trek TV show Cutting Floor. There was What Do You Do with the Drunken Vulcan? And we kind of rewrote it and then not ficked new lyrics, which actually was really fun.
Like Attic said, I remember when that challenge for the second week first dropped, like, a lot of people on our team were, like, in our channel, like, wringing our hands going, like, oh, no, what are we going to do? Because I remember, like, a lot of the podfickers who've been podficking for a long time, like myself and Sophie Nisba, we were just, like, what else can we do with the music? Like, there's nothing more, like, new that we can possibly do at this point because we've done it all, and like, you know, we can't sing, and like 3 or 4 of these challenges involve singing, and I think a lot of us, I remember a lot of us feeling like sort of really dejected and like lost and stressed, and then it turned out to be the most magical week because we have some really incredible singers on our team, and we like ended up posting like some amazing Filk songs, and like, and we turned out to have a bunch of really talented Filk writers. So like Ijala wrote a Filk, Silver and Blue wrote, well, you did for the first week, but I definitely think we performed that song for the second week for more points. And then Little Red Robin Hood also wrote a super cute Filk. And like, I never thought I would make a Filk. Like, and then it ended up being like my favorite thing we've ever done the entire challenge, just because everyone is so talented.
Okay, but you're not allowed to talk about the music week. You have to talk about that massive Filk that you did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So actually, Silver and Blue sent me a link to a Filk someone had written about the Mandalorian with the lyrics set to Belle from Beauty and the Beast. And I was like, this is amazing. I will send a recording request. It's not a potfic, so I can't say a potfic permission request. But I'll send a request to the author and maybe we can do it. And I didn't hear from the author for like 2 or 3 days. So like, and then on Sunday, so the challenges tended to drop Wednesday night?
Thursday night.
So Sunday I get a response from the author saying like, go for it. I was like, oh crap, I guess we're gonna do this. And it ended up being like 20 something parts, and I actually consolidated some parts. It could have been more, but I was just like, there's gonna be a lot of people anyway, like let's just try to consolidate a little bit. And then I made a color-coded document, and I set up a sign-up sheet, and I threw it in the cross-team collab channel. So like, because there's only 11 of us, 11 or 12 of us. So like, there was no way we were going to fill all the spots. So like, we opened it up to other teams so they could also get points. And it was a monster to put together. Because like I said, it was like 20 something different parts, but it came out so great. And I'm really happy.
It's honestly so good.
Yeah.
It is. It's amazing. I sent it everywhere when it first came out.
Aww.
And the cover art that Em did.
Yeah.
So good.
Great. Em actually like drew that art. She like created that art. It wasn't just like, you know, Photoshop or something. Like she literally like physically painted it, which is amazing.
Yeah, there are so many Filks that came out that week. Like that one was obviously amazing because of how many people were in it.
Mm-hmm.
But just like across all the teams, like everyone got so creative with Filk. Like everyone was really good. And also it was just fun how many Filks were just about Podfic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was worried about music because I haven't done, I don't know a lot of songs. So I don't have a lot of music in Podfics, but I can't do like fan mixes because I don't know any songs. And it's like, I'm supposed to sing too. But
yeah,
everyone was so worried together that we were like brainstorming and like supporting each other. And then like, I think that was what was good about just all the challenges. But that week, especially, we were like, all right, well, we can do it together. We can figure it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I do think that the second week's challenges, like they ended up being really good, but I think we were all sort of a little hesitant and like but it really did push us to be creative. It was a really good opportunity for us to stretch ourselves.
And another project I really enjoyed from that week was the Filk Idella wrote, How About a Pod, and so Biru sang that one, and it was so beautiful. It was so great. It made me so happy. And like, Silver and Blue made the cover art for it, and it was the fucking cutest cover I've ever seen. Like, this little microphone in the spotlight was so great. Everything about it was so made me so happy.
I did really enjoy the chance to do all the cover art just throughout Voice Team, but there were definitely a lot of opportunities for me to, and that was nice that cover art counted, because like, as much as I wanted to participate in a bunch of things, you can't do all the things, and you need to like make sure you're moderating how much you're like, how much you're committing to. And for me, cover art was a really easy way for me to be able to participate, and still get points.
Mm-hmm.
But like, also, I really like cover art. I know that not everyone else feels the same way.
I mean, I just can't do it. Like, I can do super simple cover art if I'm especially motivated, like if I have a vision. But other than that, I'm just like, I barely know how to work paint. Like, don't make me do cover art.
I'm gonna hype Canva here. Just, it's really easy to use. If you do have a vision, Canva and 3D Paint's Magic Select are my tools of trade. So I am considering myself a minor league graphic artist.
I will give it a try next time I'm tempted to make cover art. But yeah, so Biru carried our team that week.
I mean, I know everybody was very concerned, well, worried that they didn't know how to sing or what to do with music on a podfic that was new. I was also kind of lost in there, but I think I managed to do something. I mean, I think I convinced the mods that it was a thing. I don't know. Because I tried to read the a bit of a podfic following the rhythm of the song that was part of the fic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I managed, but I get I get some comments that say that people really like that bit, so that's cool. But yeah, I was very excited about this week because I thought, oh yes, this is my chance.
Yeah, it was made for you.
But I was also kind of lost at the beginning because I didn't know any filks, and I thought, okay, mm-hmm. maybe I can make one, but I don't know either. I got too into my head at first, and then suddenly I was like, wait a second, I'm gonna do this one. And
yeah,
and
you did do it.
Yeah, it was very fun. I mean, every time someone was like, is there a singer, I was like, yes, here I am. and I kind of wanted to ask, like, hey, could I get like 3 parts? I promise I can try to change voices, but I just don't want to do it all by myself.
Yeah,
it was fun.
And I especially like the group work. When I was writing the lyrics for the AO3 filk, so part of the lyrics came from Tumblr because it was sort of like a crowdsource thing. And I was just like, I still need more lyrics so I can fill out the rest of the song. So I remember Adela helped out a lot with that.
Yeah, when I was doing my filk, I didn't even expect to be writing a filk. I was trying to think of character covers. But I was also recording Disney podfics for the podfic about musicals. And then I was like, well, Kiss the Girl seems ripe for filking. It seems very applicable to fandom. So I started writing lyrics and I was like, I don't know how this is going. And then, yeah, Idella helped me with the lyrics on that too. And then Sophie Nisba, because she wanted to sing it. And one of the best lines was like one I didn't know how to finish. And she just like changed when she was recording, and now it's like the best line. But yeah, we just all worked together on a lot of stuff, which was really cool.
Yeah, I really love that film. It's just so cute.
It turned out really well.
All right. Did we learn anything new from that week, since that was such a departure for most of us? I feel like I discovered like a newfound love for just doing like multi-voice filk. It's just, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of tracks, but I really enjoy the puzzle of just like setting everything to music and to rhythm, and like the fiddly bits of like, you know, changing tempo a little bit just to make people's words match the rhythm a little bit more. It's just, it gets very fiddly, but it's very rewarding when it comes out right. So that was just something new about myself that I enjoyed learning during that week.
Well, I discovered what a filk was.
Nice.
and fell in love with it. so even now I'm thinking, okay, what's my next filk gonna be like? I'm not entirely sure because I'm not great with songs. I don't know many songs. Mm-hmm. I'm super old school. I mean, I probably know best hits of 2010. I don't know anything now.
Exactly. All right. Maybe we should move on to the next week's challenges. Which was week three was it was Adventure Week. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Week three was rough for us, I remember. So like first challenge was snapshot, which is take a photo of yourself or others, recreating a moment from a podfic. Audio muse, which is you listen to a podfic and then you like make art based on your feelings from that podfic. The first challenge, which is to make podfic in a fandom that didn't have any podfics on AO3. Weird science, which is to incorporate one or more clips from another voice team player's audio fan work into a fan work of your own. The comment challenge for this week was housewarming, which is to find a podficker with fewer than 5 podfics posted and leave them a comment to encourage them on their podfic adventure. And then we had another Rope Them In challenge, only this time it was for non-human voices, because that very first week, a lot of people were asking, like, can I use my cat and have that count for Rope Them In? And the mods that first week were like, no, but you can do it this week. So, like, people use, like, robot voices, pet voices, and things like that.
I remember someone asked, do babies count?
And yeah.
Babies are humans.
There were some philosophical discussions that had to be had.
Another challenge was the podvid, which is basically to make a video, a podfic with a video component. A pitch and pod, which is basically you introduce people on your team to a fandom or people on another team to a fandom they didn't know before, and then record a group podfic in that new fandom. And then the Never Have I Ever challenge, which is to do something you haven't ever done with podfic. And then the last one was to swap, which is basically to find another voice team player who has a different process from yours. You learn about each other's process, and then you do something from their process, and they do something from your process. And I just remember that week, I think we were all just so exhausted from the run-up of trying to finish all the week two projects that we had. And yeah. I know a lot of us felt really burned out that third week.
We still did some really cool stuff, though.
We did. Mm-hmm. My favorite thing from that week was Robin's Weird Science Team Red audio trailer, which if you could describe your process, that would be really cool.
Sure. I knew I wanted to do a weird science when that challenge came out, so I was thinking of ideas. It had to take audio from like other people's existing podfics, and they ended up putting a cap on how many voices you could use because someone did like a lot. So I was like, well, I can take everyone from the whole team. So, but like, what should I put in it? And I was like, well, everyone's names will be the easiest. I can do something for our team. Everyone says their name all the time. Like, I have recordings of that. But then I was like, well, okay, I have everyone's name. What do I do with them now? So I decided to make a audio trailer for our team, like a radio trailer for a movie, except it was like for Team Red from Voice Team. So I wrote out my like little script, I guess, and because I wanted it to be like a narration and then clips of people talking, mm-hmm. Like it would be if it was like clips from a movie or whatever. So I ended up needing people's names, like fandom introductions. I think it was like the word podfic and the word fanfic and the word notfic, but I think like that stuff wasn't that hard because I downloaded a lot of podfics from our collection when I was looking for the words red, team, 4, and 100. And so I went through all of the podfics in our collection on AO3. And I went to the fic, and I control F'd those 4 words. Originally, I was going to use either version of the word for, but, like, F-O-R appears a lot of times, so I just stuck with, like, F-O-R, F-O-U-R. Although I think I did take a 40, because I was missing 4s. So I control F'd. I sorted. If there was a word, I downloaded them. I wrote in, like, a spreadsheet, which podfic which person's voice it was and which word it was. And then I went through and I clipped into, I had like four tracks, one with all the reds, one with all the fours, one with all the teams, one with all the hundreds. And I had like 20 or so of all of them. And then I recorded the voiceover. I clipped from my backlog of many podfics, like all the names and everything. And I put them into the track. And then Idella offered to help me edit because I was wanting to do some like effects on it. I didn't end up doing effects mm-hmm. because it took me so long to do all the clipping, but Idella found it took so long. It took so long. but Idella found me a couple options for like soundtrack music. And so that was a real help because the song I ended up using was really good.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah. So I added everything together and it turned out really good. And I'm super proud of it. So it was really cool.
It just cracks me up that one of the hundreds is me in my Count Van Count voice.
I like that one.
It's like, that's the goofiest hundred that you could have found.
It was funny. I liked it.
It was. I liked it too. It was just so out of place. Because also, the new trailer is so serious and you got like this dramatic music in the background. And then you have me in my like Count Van Count voice. 100.
It was good because it was like the end of a sentence though, so I had mm-hmm. space while you it, yeah, but it was funny. Yeah, so I did a weird science, so I actually had fun this week, except it did take a very long time to clip stuff. Yeah. But I was, because I got like 100 full points for that, I was kind of like not worried about some of the other stuff that we were worrying about.
Is this is the week with the first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
did a lot.
Yeah, that was the most I ever produced for a challenge. Was like I produced like something like 13 firsts, something like that.
Wow.
But like I did like teeny tiny things.
Yeah, I had never done drabbles before, and you were like, it takes 2 minutes to do them. And I was like, all right, I'll get
points. Easy points for like a 2 minute podfic. Like, that was my game plan.
That week was also the pitch. So Silver and Blue, you did mm-hmm. a pitch, but then also you played, some of you guys played in M's pitch. So tell us about that one.
So there's a tabletop role-playing game called... Honey Heist, that's right. Where you basically play as bears who are going on a heist to steal honey. So she pitched that, and then we played a game. And we were all like bears from popular culture. So in addition to bears, you could also be a honey badger. So I was the honey badger that didn't give a shit.
I was Pooh Bear.
Yeah.
I was Pooh.
Yep, from Kung Fu Panda. Who else was in that? Canary Pods was in it. And she was the Hufflepuff Badger.
Somebody was Baloo?
That was L. Yeah.
Yeah, the setting was like DreamWorks themed.
Yeah, yeah. We were at the DreamWorks offices and we had to
steal the honey from the bee movie.
Yes. It was so great. And like we met Captain Underpants. We met the penguins from Madagascar.
The trolls.
Yes, we had to get through a troll rave. Who else? Oh, Sandman from Rise of the Guardians. Yeah, that was really fun.
It was like, really fun.
We had to so argue fun. Our case a little bit to make it count for Pigeon Pod, but the mods were generous.
Yeah. I do want to talk about the Never Have I Ever until now.
Yeah.
Because like everyone did really great stuff, but also we made the first ever Japanese podfic on AO3.
Man. Oh god.
Can't say that it was super good.
Oh no.
But we made it and we tried really hard.
Yeah. I mean, I think the finished file I sent Elle was like maybe 4 or 5 minutes, but my recording was like 40 minutes long. It was so tragic. Because I haven't spoken Japanese in like a decade.
Yeah.
Like more than 10 years.
Yeah. I did retakes. I never do retakes, and I did them. Al knew what she was doing. It was just like, yeah.
Yeah. Al sent me an audio guide, and I was just like, I was replaying it every few seconds. I'm trying to repeat what she said. It was so hard. It was so hard. I just remember feeling so demoralized at the end of the recording, and then editing, it was worse because I had to listen to myself like flop all over the place and like try to piece together the least cringeworthy parts of my recording.
That's just me recording a normal podfic. So.
And then I sent it off to Ellen. I'm just like, I'm so sorry. Take it. Take it, please. And she was so sweet. She was just like, no, it's great. It sounds great. I'm just like, you're lying, but okay. Yeah, that was rough. That was rough.
I was just going to say, the Never Have I Ever was kind of fun in general, but it was hard because we had a lot of like experienced people on the team. So like Trish would think of something she had done, but none of us had done. Yeah. And then we had to like make it into a Never Have I Ever. But I think somebody recorded outside, which sounded really fun. People did like some different, I think, editing stuff. I don't know how much of that I did, but I thought that was a pretty cool challenge.
Yeah, I recorded in the bath, like literally in the bath. And it was a fic about taking a bath. So I was like, yeah, sure, whatever, we'll do this. Like dunked myself in the water because at one point someone comes up like spluttering from the water. I was like, okay, let's do this. We'll commit.
Despite being really burnt out, we still made a lot of really cool stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think we've mentioned it, but basically almost everyone on our team hit the cap almost every week.
Yeah.
Which was a feat.
It was.
We went really hard.
Yeah. Did anyone expect to go that hard? I knew I would. Because I just know myself. But
I think like we talked about this a little bit. But if it was just me by myself, I would have probably gotten like, I don't know, half of this amount of stuff done that I did. But because we were so collaborative and even like Trish hit the cap like 4 times over, but she was still like editing stuff and like helping people out. And so there was like someone else was doing cover art for someone else, for everyone else's stuff. We were getting like bit parts and lines from people. We were getting like all sorts of ways to help each other out. So it wasn't just like, you know, people working by themselves. So, I mean, I think there's like a reason that all of us hit the cap as opposed to just like one person, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, just so listeners who aren't familiar with Voice Team know, some of the challenges, it was points per person involved in the project. So like if a person wasn't like, their voice wasn't in the podfic, but they made cover art, they would get points for it. So that would count towards their cap and things like that. But yeah, like definitely the collaborative aspect. Like we did a lot of planning like at the beginning of the week, being like, okay, I found this thing that could use multiple voices, throw it up in the sign-up sheet and let people sign up on a spreadsheet. I need cover art. Can anyone do that? So yeah, definitely teamwork makes the dream work.
Trying to play to each other's strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it was interesting because when we saw the final numbers that every team had, like the last mm-hmm. day, we weren't the team that had most works done, but we won anyway. I mean, that was cool. I mean, it was really nice because I feel like it's really on brand that it's Voice Team and we managed to win thanks to teamwork. That was cool.
I'm trying to find out what our total numbers were at the end. We had a total of 373 submissions for Voice Team for a total of 20,235 points.
Yay.
Oh, another favorite thing that was made during week 3 that I really enjoyed was the snapshot Sobiru took of you in bed just like squinting at your phone. it was so funny. What was that?
It was a fic that we did on week one, I think, of Multivoice. Too early for this, isn't it? I think it was the
that makes title. Sense.
Yeah, and I was supposed to be Dantang looking at his phone like, it's what? Like 2 a.m. and you're actually calling me? Are you really that dumb? It was that. And it's so funny because that actually took me more effort than I thought it would. Because I was like, okay, I need a camera, so I'm going to put a camera on my stand over there, but I need to focus it, but I can't because oh, wow. I'm here, so I don't know what to do. So I kept making it over and over because I was out of focus because I couldn't take it with my phone because I needed my phone there.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about the logistics of taking that. Wow.
Yeah, I remember... I remember the Multivoice that it was like a snapshot of because that was one of my friends wrote the fic that we did for that, and he was like just so excited because he didn't know Podfic was a thing until I was like, hey, I need something that I know my friends will get back to me fast and say we can do it or not do it. Can we do this to your fic? And he was like, sure, I don't know what you mean, but go off. But the problem is, as much as I love his fic, I can't listen to the podfic we made of it because that was like my first podfic ever for that fandom, which is a Chinese language fandom, and my pronunciation is terrible and I cannot listen to it without cringing viscerally.
Aww.
I do think that's something we haven't talked about, but like obviously we're having a great time making stuff, but it was really hilarious the people who were not part of Voice Team trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah, there were a lot of like especially for the first fandoms, like people were like digging into old fandoms and like there were definitely some authors that are just like, why am I getting podfics all of a sudden, or why are people asking to podfic my fic, like a lot of people were very, very, very confused. They were delighted, but confused.
The author who we did the simulpod of, Lady Ragnall, she like is someone who knows about podfic, but in like 3 days there were like 5 versions of her fic. It's like she commented on all of them, I think.
She
but
did.
Yeah, I think so.
It was great. But I can just imagine like opening her inbox to be like, another one? What?
But I think that also provided an opportunity to like really demonstrate the value of repods because each performance is a different interpretation of the original text. And it was really cool actually to see Lady Ragnall's comments, like commenting on the specific feel and the specific tone and the specific performance and what she got out of each version, which was really cool.
Yeah, sure.
Commitment.
Yeah. And the other thing about this week I remember is like, I know TWTD was like really super drained.
Was incredibly burnt out.
Yeah, yeah.
I had made so many like musical podfics the week before that I was just not up for doing much of anything the third week.
Yeah. And then like literally within like the last 2 days of the week, like a surge of competitive glory.
Yeah,
you managed to hit the cap, and it was really fun to watch. You were just like fired up, and you just went for it, and like you hit it at the end.
I did. I got a random surge of energy right at the end there. I couldn't not hit it.
Yeah,
I just can't believe all the stuff we made. Like I know I just said how much stuff we made, but like thinking about all of the individual projects we did, there's so many, and they were all awesome.
So much fun.
Wait, Trish, this week was Podvid week.
Tell us
how you did.
Oh yeah. Okay, so there's this fic that I wanted to podfic for like forever, and it was like if you're familiar with Two Monks Inventing Things, it was Two Monks Inventing Mr. Darcy, and it had embedded images because like, you know, each Darcy has his own like his own thing that you want to highlight. So it was like Wishbone Darcy, like black and white Pride and Prejudice adaptation Darcy, Lizzie Bennet Diaries, Lizzie Bennet in costume theater as Darcy. And I never felt like I could do it justice in just like an audio form. So this was the week I was just like, I could do this. Like, I could do this. So Elle helped me out, and she was monk number two. And literally, I taught myself how to vid the day before it was due. It was like that Wednesday evening. I sat down. I was like, okay, I'm just going to do this. Like, I had to download this whole new program, like DaVinci Resolve, which takes forever to boot up, let me tell you. And I watched a couple of YouTube tutorials, and I was like, okay, I'm not doing anything complicated. It's just going to be like mostly static images. And then I was just like, but no, I need sound effects. I went and downloaded some sound effects just to like give it a little more zing. And then I was done in like 3 to 4 hours. It was like a hyper-focused productivity session. I canceled D&D. I was just like, sorry, fam, I can't do it tonight. I gotta make a pod vid. And then I made it, and it was like, it was really fun. And it was like a dream I'd been wanting to fulfill for a while. So this is a really good excuse to do it. And you could get like extra points if you felt like you did like extensive editing. And I'm just like, this is my first pod vid I ever made. I think that counts. Give me 70 points.
It was really cute. I'm glad you got a chance to like do that kind of stuff. I think a lot of the challenges really like either push you to try something new or let you like have an excuse to do something you've been trying to for a while, or like both, yeah. I guess.
The fourth week really, really was into that theme.
Yeah. Let's talk about the fourth week now. Fourth week, the theme was
endings and beginnings.
Yeah, that's what it was. Endings and beginnings. So the first challenge was to infinity and beyond, which is basically you just tell the mods like something that you're planning to do once voice team is over. So it was a lot of people like planning like, you know, multi-voices they wanted to do, or fix they wanted to do, and things like that. Making podfic about something that happened post-canon. The commentary challenge, which is basically to do like an audio or written commentary of something that you produced. Podfic Broken Telephone, which is basically like someone records a podfic, they send it to the next person in the chain, and that person chooses a fic based on something about that podfic, whether it's like fandom, theme, you know, maybe the use of a song that person had used in, had put in their podfic, or like a sound effect they'd use, like anything that can inspire you. And then you just keep on passing that along. And that one you didn't have to finish within the week. You just had to submit a plan of like, you know, the order it was going to go in and things like that. High five, which was the commenting challenge, which is just to leave feedback for someone on a different team and voice team on something that they've produced during the challenge. My turn, which is basically repotting something that someone made during voice team. Dream big, which is to begin a long for you podfic that you won't be able to finish by the end of the month. Team love, which is basically just making like having a channel and just like everyone says nice things about each other, and then you make a rec list of some of your favorite things produced by your team members. What comes next, which is just to make a sequel to any audio fan work you have created or loved in the past. Time warp, which was to record an audio fan work in a fandom you used to be in, but you haven't created or consumed fan works for it at least 1 year. So what were our favorite challenges from that week? I just remember we did a lot of repods, especially multi-voice repods, because that was like a cool 50 points per person. Like,
yeah, it was cool that you know, we were able to take some like single voice podfics people had done and turn them into multi-voices, both because it got a lot of people points, and also because you know, it's always different like to have a full cast versus a single person. So mm-hmm. I think they turned out really well.
I really like the commentary challenge. Yeah. Just because it's something sort of similar to what I was doing on my podcast. But I would do it with like the authors of the fic, and they would get to talk about their fic. Mm-hmm. Whereas in this one, I did a recording of one of the fics that I wrote. It's a very meta fic. So it was like meta about meta. And it was just, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I also like that challenge as well. I did a commentary on my first pod fic, which was a multi-chapter fic. I don't know why I did that as first, but I did. And I thought, oh yeah, I'm gonna do this like 5 minutes tops, I don't know. And I think it was an hour long. I'm so sorry, I don't know why I talked so much. And it was so fun. I felt like there were a lot of things I wanted to say and how I did some things. And since I always imagine, I don't know why I do that, but I sometimes do that. Since I always imagine someone like interviewing me, like, what was your process like? What did you do? What inspired you? I was like, okay, I'm gonna do as if I'm interviewing myself. It's gonna be weird, but it's gonna be cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice.
I was going to say, I really like doing the team love thing, just because yeah, I was overflowing with overflowing with appreciation for the members of my team, and I really love wrecking things. So before I ever podfic, like that was like sort of my main contribution to fandom. I would like do lots of wrecks, wrecking communities on LJ and Dreamwith. So that was just fun to go back to my roots for that.
The one about, sorry, just going back to your like fandom roots and old fandoms was mm-hmm. actually really hard for me, because the way it was specifically phrased from the mods was that it was something you had to have consumed fanworks for before, but mm-hmm. over a year ago. Right. So my first thought was like, I'm going to do a lot of throwbacks to my childhood. And I was like getting, some ideas for that. But like a lot of the stuff I was into as a kid, like I didn't start reading fanfic until like I was in like late high school, early college. So I didn't have like fanworks. And then for the first challenge the week before, I was in a bunch of like really small like web series fandoms for a while. But I read like all like whatever three fics for all of those, trying to find someone who would let me podfic it for like the first challenge. Yeah. So I was like, well, okay, so none of these count, and I've like removed all these from consideration. So right. just like there was nothing available. So that kind of was a bummer, because I was kind of looking forward to doing some like kids fandoms like mm-hmm. stuff, but it was very specifically phrased to like right. not have that happen.
Yeah, that was a common frustration. Like something that you did a previous week would have been perfect for something you did the next week, or like you said, you accidentally disqualified yourself from doing something because you'd done it in a previous week. That was like that was a struggle.
I do like how many my turns we have for Filk. Looking at our submissions page, we had quite a few different covers of things. Mm-hmm. And I think I did Going to Points Camp, which I attempted to harmonize with myself, which was a fun challenge. Yeah, and like I did like how that morphed over the month of like, oh, hitting the cap, and it changing to like getting to Points Camp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were like, it was pretty cute, some of the like stuff people would turn that into in like the Discord, because like the sort of stuff going on in each team seemed like pretty different. Like a lot of teams had very specific, I don't know, I don't want to say cultures, but like stuff they were into.
Energy.
Energy, yeah. Very different energies. But the Points Camp stuff, and then all like the different people in different teams made filks about it. And we just all from our different teams all went to the Points Camp together, which was fun, which was nice.
And just to clarify, Points Camp was like, Points Camp is when you get to the points cap, which is 400 points.
And then you don't get to make any more stuff.
Yeah, you don't get to, you can make more stuff. It just doesn't count for anything.
It only counts in your heart.
Yeah.
I think like, oh, you guys in general were like having trouble with the third week, and we're like more burnt out after like music week. But I've spent so much time doing weird science that by week four, I was kind of like, that was my tough week, I think. Especially, like I said, because I was looking to do some stuff that I couldn't. So I like scraped by at the very end with a bunch of like one line parts and other people's like multi voices. But yeah, we made some good multi voices for sure.
We made it work.
Yeah, as a team. Go team.
Go team.
I think like the fact that voice team was in 2020 kind of made it like more special and like different. Yeah. I don't know how much point camp could have happened if people were like doing other stuff. So I'm interested to see, I don't know what I'm interested to see, but that definitely like was one of the bright points of my, like stay at home for 6 months situation, you know?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if I was still working and commuting, I don't know that I would have had the energy to do as much as I did.
I was still in person school rather than just online, especially since the challenges always dropped at 10 a.m. my time, which was just as my second period class started for that day. But the thing was, it was a class I didn't care about, so it gave me an excuse to not join that call for my online school. So I'll forever be grateful for VoiceTeam to allow me to avoid my maths work.
Oh no.
You do not condone skipping class.
You do not condone that at all. But also, it did help us win, so.
I mean, but we weren't in it for the winning. We just wanted to succeed.
Weren't we? I think we were.
Well, I find that I'm sort of a completionist. And I think we all were like, we can do it. We can do it. And even if you didn't think you were going to do it, you're like, no, I can do it.
Right. Yeah, that's very true. We got the team of overachievers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think like 400 points ended up being like a good cap. I don't know how the mods calculated it, but I was like, maybe, but I'm so close. I might as well just do the last couple things.
I felt like there was a good variety of activities that you could do in all the weeks except the second one. I felt that was a little maybe too specific. But I felt like in general, there was a good variety of tasks that where you could, like, you didn't have to record something, you could do something else. I really enjoyed the art-based challenges, like the audio muse in the whatever second week, where you listen to the, maybe it was the third week, I can't remember, but when you listen to a podfic and then you made art based on that, I didn't think I would do that because I was sort of envisioning art as being super serious. But I listened to a podfic by Elena Shalott that was really silly, and it was not that long, but I doodled during it, and it was really relaxing. And then I was like, oh, well, I could turn this into cover art. So it was a good points opportunity, but it was something I enjoyed more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of opportunities to be creative in different ways.
Yeah, and I think we're kind of naturally segueing to our last sort of discussion topic, which was like a reflection on our overall experiences. Like, what did you enjoy most about the voice team experience? And I definitely think it was just the opportunity to like go out of your comfort zone a little bit, and but also do it in like a really supportive environment.
Yeah, I think the supportive, like you said, the supportive environment was the best part for me, because I had made, I think, one podfic before I did voice team, and it was really nice to have a lot of, like, suddenly I have a bunch of friends who know how to do podfic, which is actually really helpful. And also you guys were just really supportive, and it gave me the confidence to try a bunch of stuff and to accept when stuff was okay rather than being a perfectionist and saying, you know, like, all or nothing, it has to be perfect or I don't post it. And that was just, it was really nice to have that environment where I could try stuff in and have people to give me feedback and stuff. So yeah, voice team was the reason that I'm still into podfics. That's really nice.
And I also enjoy that, like, a lot of stuff could just be posted privately within the server. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I'm not, like, this can never see the light of day in public. But I will put it in the Discord for points.
I think the wider voice team community, which was, like, almost 100 people, I think, was pretty cool. Because even if it wasn't just, like, your teammates, there were a lot of people in the server and on, like, AO3 who were generally supportive, excited about everyone being creative. Like, there are a lot of people, I think, who started being more confident about, like, making and posting filks because they saw, like, how many people were doing. And, you know, working together and, like, being inspired by other people, I think, not just our team, which was, like, super supportive and working together and, like, helping each other, but just, I think, the wider voice team community also was really great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely couldn't have done the Mando filk without...
That's also true.
The giant group effort.
Voice team was the reason I got into Guardian, actually. I watched that show because of it, because there were all the people in the C-Dramas channel talking about it, and I was like, meh, you know, okay.
Yeah, it was kind of a creative frenzy. Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, we made a lot of stuff, but all the other teams made a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I know we made, like, multiple pages of fanworks in the Podfic tag.
Over 1,000.
In a month!
Yeah,
in a month.
And that's not, that's just the stuff that's on AO3. There's so much more stuff that's just on the Discord. So, like, way more than 1,000 works was produced during that month, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, so overall, I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
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 I think it was amazing.
Yeah, I think we talked about this, like, we've been talking about this the entire time, like, how do we feel about our performance as a team? Which is obviously that we are the best.
We crushed it.
I mean, it's not even boasting. We've just been empirically proven the best.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know that we're the best, but we did achieve our goal.
Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Of winning.
And we had fun along the way.
Yes.
Because we won.
Yeah.
Our competitive friend.
Yes.
I am, like, interested. I have been interested to see, like, the glimpses into other people's teams, because we were, like, maybe not competitive, but, like, completionist, assertive, like really going for it. And
enthusiastic.
And I think that sort of helped us, like, all get caught up in the, like, everything. But I think it's super interesting that, like, some of the other teams were much more, like, creative or just, like, having fun and stuff. So, like we talked about in the beginning, I think we were matched well. Or everyone just got really caught up in the wave of go red team, everyone get a 400 points.
I do remember talking a little bit with some members of the purple team who came in second. And I think sort of like the important, I don't know, culture differences between our team, like, mm-hmm. really contributed to the final performance, which was that they very much did not, like, publicly track their points. And they were very, like, they were very focused on, like, everyone is achieving their individual goal, which is not necessarily to make 400 points. And because it was really important to them that people don't feel pressured to try to get points. And I sort of thought for a moment, like, oh no, did we accidentally make anyone on our team feel pressured? But, like, we were very, from the beginning, we were very open about tracking our points as a team. And
I mean, it was okay if people didn't hit 400. It was just if that was the goal they were trying to achieve, we wanted to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah
And I feel like it was mostly because we didn't want what happened on the first week, or rather the first day, to blacklist the to hit cap suddenly and was like, oh sorry.
yeah the accidental, like, oh no, I'm already at the cap. Yeah, I think that was important for helping us to realize how feasible getting to 400 points was. Like, literally, I did it by accident. Like, I didn't even think about it. And I think that, like, I do feel like that made people feel like, oh, this is totally doable. So, like, it wasn't like we consciously were just like, you know, like, we're everything's going to be public. And, you know, if you don't do it, you're going to be publicly shamed. I think we definitely did it as part of, like, an effort just to be organized and, like, just so that we knew where we were. And I think just having all that front and center and having that be structured and organized, it just really helped us to be strategic.
I mean,
about how we wanted to achieve our goals. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing about Voice Team is it was really fun. It was also really overwhelming. And I think our team worked really hard on making it less overwhelming, at least within our group. Mm-hmm. So like we had all of our spreadsheets, but we also posted sort of recaps of what was going on because like when the challenges dropped, it was 8 p.m. Eastern time, but we have people in other time zones in our group. Mm-hmm. And like Anik said, he has class and it's like, well, he can be here sometimes, but not other times. So just making sure.
Oh no,
sure
I was there all the time.
Even though he should have been in school.
Well, we're giving you some plausible deniability here, just in case anyone ever asks. But like Idel is in a different time zone as well. So just making sure that things were digestible and like it wasn't as overwhelming and it was easier to keep up with what was happening because like, wow, the server moved really fast in the general chat.
Yeah. Yeah.
We also had a member of our team who was very rarely active. They ended up getting, I guess, pretty busy with some other stuff. Mm-hmm. And I never felt like we were pressuring them or anybody else to like work when they didn't have time. Anytime they came into the chat to say hi and see how we were doing, everyone was like, we're so glad to see you. Thanks for stopping by. Yes, we're so excited to see you. It wasn't like, come get more points. Right. What are you doing? You know?
Yeah, for sure. And then our last question, what did you enjoy learning about a team member over the course of the event? I really enjoyed listening to Sobiru's beautiful singing voice.
I really enjoyed listening to her voice, full stop.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Totally. One of my new favorite pod figures.
I mean, I enjoyed listening to everybody. I mean, it's like I said, although it was very general, but I really enjoyed listening to everybody and now being able to know exactly who's talking and who is reading what and what they like. Because I didn't really notice before, like, in particular, but now I'm like, oh, yes, they're going to make this podfic and I'm going to listen to it because it's so cool, because they read so cool and I'm in love with everybody. Everybody reads so, so cool and makes so many things that are so creative. I really enjoyed seeing that. No matter what the challenge was, even if it was like very difficult for some people or it was out of their comfort zone, how they would approach it in different ways, in very creative ways. And yeah, like we've been saying, it was great that we could actually achieve more points with covers or with just one line, although we didn't particularly know anything about some fandom or something like that. I really like to see that everybody was so supportive and committed to everything,
open.
It was a lot of things like that we were like, oh, I don't particularly do this, but I can try. And it was great. Everything turned out great, even though some or many things were our first times. It was great. It was a wonderful experience, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting to me just to see, like, all the facets of people's creativity. Like, I mean, Idella did so much during the challenge. Like, they wrote fic. They wrote filk. They did origami. They did cover art. They did, like, they did the Audio Muse challenge, which is like to make like physical art while listening to a podfic. Like so many things. So multi-talented. Like
they were a great cheerleader for my project that I worked on, and just in general, super supportive. I was very impressed by everyone's multi-voice editing ability. We did a lot of multi-voices because everyone was working together. I had never edited one before. I edited my weird science project before I edited a multi-voice, which was weird. But it was really hard, and my volume leveling is really bad in that one, and I would have had to start all over to fix it, except it was like Wednesday, so I didn't. But everyone's multi-voices were really good, and like people were volunteering to like, oh yeah, no, you can help me with mine, just like add another voice in, which makes it so much harder. And I'm just impressed by everyone who was doing that.
I know Soph said after voice teams is like, I never want to do another multi-voice again. Like she edited a lot of multi-voice during the project. She was like, but that it's really hard. Like I really respect people who enjoy doing that, but like I don't think I'm gonna do that on my own ever again. I was like, I respect that. Because it is a lot of work, but I'm one of those people that really enjoy doing it. It's fun.
I mean, I feel like editing in general is a lot of work. I'm really impressed with the people who don't edit. I don't understand that, but I salute them.
Did anyone else have anything to say? Otherwise, I think that's the end of our discussion, unless anyone has some final thoughts they wanted to share.
It was just really fun. Lots of good opportunities. Fun to get to know some more people. Really intense, but also worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
And I really enjoyed at the end that little graphics that we won.
Everyone got a graphic.
Yes. But it's just like to show you like what place you're in and like things like that. How many works you made and like what
points are tasty.
Yep. So like we had what were our things again? They listed like four different things to describe each of our teams. And it was just fun to see like the mods' impressions of each team. And also just to learn like just like the interesting statistics, like, you know, how many works each team produced and like what challenge they actually did the most and things like that.
I was really surprised by our highest challenge. I don't remember what it was, but it was
fan mix.
And I think Canary Pods did a lot of fan mixes. You pushed us over the top on that one.
Canary Pods and Annex also.
Yeah. Okay. We had organized, high energy, challenge accepted, points are tasty, women, am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
And fan mix.
Yeah.
And the little Carmen Sandielmo hiding behind the D.
You have to squint a little bit to see him, but he's hiding there. It's really cute.
Shout out to Winged Words for making the graphics.
I like remember seeing the like women, am I right? And being like, that's valid, but I'm like didn't expect that. And then I was looking through all of our like works earlier while I was at work trying to like remember what we did, and I was like, oh, a lot of these are femslash. I see now.
I mean, between me, Soph, and TWTD, there was just
I think M had a bunch of like Adventure Zone femslash. Yeah, there was a lot.
I mean, Kiss the Girl, right?
Yeah, but I was like, that must be like the main one, and I was like, oh no, it was just there all along in influencing my brain when I wrote this filk.
All right. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Who is going to listen to this?
Hopefully behind the pod listeners. And let's just shout out our absent members. We had Canary Pods, Elro Here, Darling, M/QuotheGaven, Idella, and Sophonisba. I think that's everybody.
I can't count.
That sounds right.
That sounds right. I think so.
Who needs masks anyway when you could have voice team?
But yes, that's us. I hope you enjoyed our commentary. And hopefully we'll see everyone at voice team next time. Bye.
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 This was a Podfavor for Series 2 of Behind the Pod.
If you'd like to leave a written comment or talkback, you can do so on the AO3 post, which can be found at ao3.org/users/behindthepod.
Or on the Dreamwidth discussion post, found at bethepod.dreamwidth.org. If you'd like to listen to the rest of this series, you can find it all on our AO3 page.
We were your hosts, Ife,
Anna Potts,
and Frecklebomb.
Thank you for listening. We hope you have a great day.